Okay, let's unpack this. We are tackling a pretty foundational piece of law today. The Deeds Registries Act 47 of 1937. Just think about that date, 1937. It was signed into law way back then, originally in Afrikaans, but the version we're looking at, it's updated right through to December 2024. How does a law that old, stay so incredibly relevant?
Well, it really speaks to the resilience of the legal framework itself. Our goal here is really to break down this act. It's essentially the operating manual, if you like, for property ownership in the Republic.
Sure.
It pulls together and tweaks all the laws about registering deeds. It gives us the structure for every single property transfer, mortgage bond, property right. It's the engine ensuring legal certainty for land ownership.
That makes sense, right? The engine. And speaking of how it runs, let's dive into Chapter 1, Administration. This part, it seems to immediately highlight that tension, doesn't it, between 1937 roots and, well, 21st century reality.
Absolutely. The Act is always adapting. I mean, a really key change is the appointment of the Chief Registrar of Deeds. That's a newer section, 2A. And their modern duties, listed in 2B, now specifically include managing the deeds registration information and communications technology services, the ICT stuff.
Ah, so centralizing the tech side.
Exactly. It shows the Act is really pivoting towards digital oversight and, coordinating how services are delivered across all the different registries. That's also why you see registries getting new names, like the Pretoria Deeds Registry is now the North Gauteng Deeds Registry. It reflects that sort of modern centralized structure.
Okay, so once we know who runs the system, the next big question is how property actually moves through it. Chapters 2 and 3 seem to cover the mechanics of transfer. And it looks, well, incredibly strict based on this idea of sequential registration in Section 14.
It is strict, yeah. And that rigidity, that's kind of the whole point. Section 14 basically says deeds have to follow the order of their underlying causes. So A sells to B, B sells to C. You can't just jump from A to C. It stops dodgy backdoor transfers and makes sure there's an unbroken, checkable chain of title for the property. It's the main anti-fraud measure, really.
And actually executing that transfer, that's also tightly controlled. You can only pass ownership with a formal deed of transfer. Section 16 says that. And it's almost always done by a certified conveyancer, right? Section 15. They're essentially vouching for the facts.
Precisely. And speaking of vouching for facts, look at Section 17, the bit about married persons. This is actually a huge consumer protection thing. If a property is part of joint estate, the law says it must be registered in the names of both spouses, subject to some exceptions, of course.
Right, so transparency about marital status and rights?
Yes, it injects that crucial transparency into the deal.
Okay, let's pivot a bit to Financial Security Chapter V, Bonds. This is where secured lending comes into the picture.
Yeah, this is where Section 51 is key. Bonds, whether they're mortgage bonds over immovable property or notarial bonds over movables, they can secure debts you already have or even debts you might incur in the future. But, and this is really important, for those future debts, the bond document has to clearly state a maximum amount.
Ah, okay, so you can't have an open-ended liability hanging over you.
Exactly. It's a vital guardrail. It stops situations where your collateral security could mean potentially limitless debt.
That protection seems huge. Now, Chapter 6 deals with the type of rights being registered. Section 63 puts limits on registering purely personal rights. Why is the Deeds Office so focused on separating these real rights from just, personal agreements?
Well, the Deeds Office's job is fundamentally about managing rights that affect the land itself, rights that stick with the property and bind whoever owns it next. That's a real right, a personal right that's typically just a contract between two specific people. It shouldn't really burden the land forever or affect some innocent third-party buyer down the line. So Section 63 helps keep the register as a reliable source of truth about the land without getting cluttered by purely private contractual stuff. Unless, of course, that personal right actually restricts ownership in a way that acts like a real right.
Okay. That distinction is critical. Finally, Chapter 7, antenuptial contracts. The timing here seems absolutely crucial.
Oh, it is, absolutely. For those contracts, marriage contracts made before marriage, to actually work against people outside the marriage, like creditors, for example, they have to be registered really strictly, within 3 months if they were signed inside the Republic, or 6 months if signed outside. That's sections 86 and 87. If you miss that deadline, the contract basically loses its power against anyone who isn't the husband or wife.
Wow, okay. So miss the window, and it's just between the two of you, legally speaking, regarding third parties. So putting it all together, if we had to summarize the ultimate point of this nearly century-old act today in 2025, what is it?
Well, fundamentally, we're left with the mandate you see in the Registrar's Duties, Section 3.1. It's all about maintaining an efficient system, one that provides security of title, knowing you truly own what you own, and allows for easy reference to any registered deed. It boils down to trust and traceability, built up legally over many, many decades.
Right, trust and traceability. And here's maybe a final thought to leave folks with. While this 1937 Act is clearly still the bedrock, you know, its definition section, Section 1 or 2, now explicitly mentions the Electronic Deeds Registration Systems Act. Mm-hmm. This isn't just an old law surviving, it shows it's actively being pulled into the digital age. This cornerstone of property law is rapidly figuring out how to blend its paper-based history with brand new electronic systems. It's quite something, ensuring that core mission of legal certainty carries on no matter if it's on paper or on a screen.